Sunday night, Dvar Halacha. Okay, two specific things to look for in your tefillin, and maybe a good reason to have them checked out. The sign-up sheet is outside on the bulletin board. The bulletin board that's on my left. In the Shel Rosh, you'll notice there's four compartments. Each has a parasha in it. They are supposed to be completely separate. Mamish separate compartments, separate casings. And sometimes they're not the way they should be, and there's just marks on the outside, but the marks on the outside are not really the charitz that is the separate compartment. There was recently a huge tumult in the tefillin world where ostensibly extremely kosher tefillin, even mehudah tefillin, it turned out that the marks on the inside, at the outside, were not. There were separate casings, and then there was something on top that was just, and then the outside, they just made marks, even corresponding to the separate compartments, but it wasn't mamish that compartment. So people, this happened, I think, 6 months ago. There was this huge tumult. I don't know in Yerushalayim. I don't know here. I don't know what goes on here and if it reaches here. But that's something that happened. And sometimes it's glued together, and sometimes that's okay, and sometimes it's not okay. So these are things that, that should be checked out. At least, you know, this you don't have to check for every 3.5 years. This is the type of thing you have to check at least once. But there's always things that come up, and it's a good idea to check it for that reason. Another thing is the bias has to be square, intrinsically square, not made square through additives like glue or epoxy or those kinds of things, or paint for that matter. It has to be intrinsically square. And the titura is the base on which the bias sits. It's larger than the bias. It's connected to the ma'avarta. The ma'avarta is where the ritzua goes through, and then there's niches in the ma'avarta, and that those niches are where the titura ends and the ma'avarta starts. The titura has to be perfectly square also. Perfectly, it means as much as, you know, by Bnei Adam, what's trying to get them square. So the squareness of the bias, and then, you know, of course the corners have to be checked. They're not, sometimes they get too round and it's not square anymore. And the titura is not always square. That should be checked out also. These are all things that could be wrong with tefillin. There's more. Maybe we'll examine more tomorrow night. And reasons to check out, besides the fact that, besides the etzem checking to make sure it's all beseder, and that the parshas are beseder, and the letters are all there, and not rubbed out. That goes without saying. But I'm talking about specific things that surprisingly come up and are not, a person should at least once, if they haven't done it yet, check out that the tefillin are beseder from these things which have to be checked really only once, and then it's beseder, but you should make sure it's checked out at least once. Okay.